Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And yes, family, as I said, that I will be talking to Pastor Miriam Moshihu. She's on the line. Do remember that we have a women's conference, a one-day women's conference, ladies' conference, that is put together by Radio Pulpit on the 24th of May, 2025. And the theme of this conference is I Am Her, Crowned in Glory. Muruti, how are you?
I'm very well, and how are you, my darling? I'm very, very
excited. I'm so excited that I was given a task to talk to my mom.
I am so excited, and I'm so looking forward, you know, to our Radio Pulpit conference. I Am Her, Crowned in Glory, on the 24th of May. I'm so excited, you know. When I spoke to Minister Kiriboni, she said maybe I should focus on my topic should be from broken to crowned, broken to crowned, are embracing healing, love, and destiny. I am so, so excited that we are now moving from a state of brokenness to a state of restoration, healing, love, purpose, and destiny. Sure. You know, so I'm so excited. We've been crying, we've been moaning, we've been complaining. When are we actually going to get our healing? So one of the scriptures that I'm going to focus on,
right,
on the 24th. I'm so excited. I am so excited. One of the scriptures that I'm going to focus on, you know, the Holy Spirit led me to speak about was Isaiah 61, verse 3, you know, which highlights also our theme, and especially the theme of restoration and renewal. You know, Isaiah 61 and verse 3 is a powerful proclamation of God's promises to restore and renew those who are hurting. I mean, the verse reads, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of spirit of despair. When I read it from the New Living Translation, I think I love it in the New Living Translation. It states, he will crown, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. You know, I also want to acknowledge that almost every one of us, or every one of us, has in some form in their life, shape, or form, has experienced pain and brokenness.
Yeah.
We all need to understand that. I fully understand that each and every one of us have experienced some form of brokenness and pain, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But this scripture captures the essence of God's redemptive work in our lives. It speaks to the transformative power of God's love, which can turn our sorrows into joy, our mourning into celebration, you know. So each element of this verse, when I spoke, like, what I love the most is that each element of this verse symbolizes a shift from despair, from misery, from hopelessness to hope, illustrating a holistic healing that God offers to each and every one of his children. Let's take, for instance, the first one, a crown of beauty instead of ashes, a crown of beauty for our ashes. You know, ashes in the olden days, it used to represent mourning or loss, often signifying the end of something precious. God promises to replace these ashes with beauty, symbolizing a renewal and dignity. You know, this transformation is not just external. It reflects a change within the heart. You know, I like what Isaiah is saying. God will give a crown of beauty for ashes. You know, God's love has the power to restore identity and purpose. Just as a crown signifies honor, God elevates us from our brokenness to a place of beauty and and worth. You know, I love what 2 Corinthians 5:17 says. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. Yeah. The old has gone and the new is here. This verse emphasizes this transformative power of God's love, highlighting how it restores our identity and purpose, making us new creations and creatures in Him. You know? And yes, Bongile, yes, we all know, and I know, and you know, that you have been hurt sometimes. I've been hurt. I've been abused. I've been abandoned, rejected. Some of us have been widowed. Some of us have been divorced, rejected, and broken. But it is time to pick up your mat and go. You know, this reminds me of the man who sat on the pool for 38 years in John 5:5-9. When Jesus encountered him, he asked him, do you want to get well? I'm asking you this morning or this afternoon, wherever you listen, whatever time you are listening, do you want to get well? Sure. After the man, you know, the man, you know, you know the scripture very well. He tried to explain his situation, his misery, that he had no one to help him out into the pool. Or, you know, Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk. And I'm talking to each and every one of us, wherever you find yourself in the state that you might be in, broken, abandoned, divorced, rejected, widowed. Jesus is saying to you in this conference, God is bringing restoration and renewal and healing. I am so, so super excited that it is time for God to restore His church, to heal His church, to bring back, you know, our joy and our praise, that we must stand up and pick up our mat and go. We must stop with our excuses. Yeah, no, Miriam, you don't understand what I went through. Mm. Well, yeah, enough. You've been telling us about your brokenness. Mm. Pick up your mat and let's walk. This command led to a man's healing. You know, the passage illustrates Jesus' authority and the transformative power of His word, that God and Jesus had the authority to heal you completely, fully, and wholly. Sure. Who has healed you? Who has broken you? Because our healer, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, our restorer, is here to heal you, is here to renew you, is here to sustain you, you know, and to reform you again, to renew you again, to give you oil of joy instead of moaning. You know, the oil of joy signifies a deep, penetrating joy that comes from God alone. Only God can give you this joy. You know, this joy is not dependent on circumstances, situation, whatever is happening around you, but is rooted in a relationship with Him. This reminds me of Nehemiah 8:10, when he was encouraging the people of Israel to rejoice in the Lord. He says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. You know, emphasizing for me that their joy is in Him.
Yeah.
And the joy in Him provides strength during challenging times. God understands our pain and invites us to exchange our mourning to His joy.
Yeah.
You've been crying for donkey years. You've been moaning. Yes, we know that you loved your husband so much. And now he's gone. You are left alone. But God is saying, exchange that moaning for His joy. Because your purpose, your life, your destiny is in Him. He says, I know the plans I have for you.
Yeah.
I know the plans. I know. I see everything. I know your brokenness. Mm. You know, I've counted your tears and I've stored them in my bottle. Mm. I know what you're going through.
Mm.
But this healing process allowed us to find hope amidst of our sorrows, fostering resilience and strength. God will give a joyful blessing instead of mourning.
So,
and who of us, and how many of us are moaning right now?
I know that so many of us are moaning, but I always ask myself this question, Ma, that shouldn't, because we know Our Lord Jesus Christ has told us, he has warned us. He said, in the world, you will find tribulations.
Yes.
In the yes. world, there's no peace. But he says, but count it all joy, for I have overcome the world. So shouldn't we take joy in the brokenness? I listened to a song by Vachon Michel, and he says, there's beauty in my brokenness. Shouldn't we start walking in that light? And when I'm going through that, I can embrace that and know that it means God is right here. It means God is near.
That's a thing, Songile. Mm. And hence I'm saying, pick up your mat. I mean, the man has got an excuse. He sat by the pool of Bethesda 38 years. And I want all of us, individually or collectively so, to reflect. How long have you been sitting on your mat? How long have you been complaining? How long have you been weeping? How long have you been looking at the rearview mirror, hoping that this situation, hoping that he will come back, hoping that you will be unheard, hoping that you will unsee what you've seen already? How long? And God is saying, and I love what you're saying, shouldn't we just stand up and trust in him? You know, imitate him, because he is our healer. Yes, I've lost a son. Yes, I've lost a daughter. Yes, I've lost my partner. Yes, I've lost my dear friend. Yes, I've lost my prayer partner. Yes, I've lost and I feel rejected and abandoned by my father. Yes, we all know that. But we have our father. You know, I like what Psalm 147 says. He heals our brokenness and he binds our wounds.
Yes.
So he's saying, and I have a garment of praise instead of garment of spirit of hopelessness and despair, you know. Wearing a garment of praise symbolizes a way of living. You know, it reflects an attitude of gratitude and worship. And I like what you are saying. Shouldn't we stand up and start praising him? Start worshiping him, because he says, I have a garment of praise. So wear, put on your praise. You know, shifting focus from your hopelessness to the goodness of God. I love what King David says when he reminded us in Psalm 30, verse 11 and 12. He says, you have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You've taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy, that I might sing your praises and the praises to you and not be silent. Oh Lord, my God, I will give thanks forever to you. Don't get or don't allow the devil to silence you. Yes, we know you're brokenhearted, but don't allow the devil to silence you. Rejoice. So by choosing praise, child of God, by choosing praise, woman of valor, by choosing praise, and Sibongile, we actively participate in our healing.
Yeah.
Praise can lift our spirit and change our perspective and draws us closer to God. I mean, Psalm 100, verse 4, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. This verse highlights how entering into a posture of praise and thanksgiving can bring us closer to God, lifting our spirits and changing our perspective. So we look up to God. You know, I like what David is saying. I think it's Psalm 121. He says, I look up to the mountain where my help comes from.
Yes,
my help
cometh from the Lord.
Yes. So I want to encourage each and everyone. And I'm saying, come, let's get and embrace our healing. We've been mourning, we've been crying for the longest time. But Jesus says, come, I'm here.
Does it
and
make
I want
a difference,
to exchange your mourning into the garment of praise.
Does it make a difference how much or how deep the wound is?
You know, it doesn't matter. I appreciate your question. And I want to take you back this week, being a Holy Week. I love it that we in 3 days will be celebrating his resurrection.
Yes.
You know, and his, you know, the betrayal of Judas on the cross and his restoration when he resurrected on the cross. You know, can you imagine the hurt and the pain in Golgotha when Jesus Christ was crucified. How deep is that? And how can we even compare the pain, the hate, the longing that he even cried to his father? Why have you forsaken me? Why have you, my father, why? You could feel the depth of the pain and the loneliness and the separation and the abandonment that he felt when he was on the cross. Why have you forsaken me? And I fully understand that you might be in the deepest valley where you feel abandoned, where you feel alone, where you feel that, you know what, God is not even answering me. Imagine of Christ on the cross. He felt the same thing. He felt the same thing, and he understands your pain. But he's saying, come to me. Those of you who are heavily burdened and broken and sorrowful and hurtful and in despair and desperate and desolated and feeling despondent and discouraged and heart, you know, broken, come to me. I fully understand, you know, because he is the one who knows our hearts. He's the one who knows our brokenness. He's the one who restores our heart, who knows that the pieces of our heart, who can gather all the pieces, the scattered pieces of our heart. He knows, and he can pick them one by one, all these pieces. He knows where the pieces are. So come to him. Come to the conference for healing. Jesus is there and will be there to heal us and restore us so that we pick up on our garment of praise, and we start praising and worshiping despite, amidst, in depth of our sorrows. In depth, in the midst of our challenges. We then say, yes, I fully understand I'm broken, but I'm looking forward. I'm marching on. I'm chasing Jesus, and I'm following. I'm picking up my nets. I'm tired of complaining and looking unto people to come and save me. Listen, listen, my sister. No one is coming to save you. No one is coming to save you. There's only one Savior, and there's only one Restorer, Redeemer, Savior, Sustainer. The one who knows everything about us. The one who created us. And some of us, he even orchestrated us to go into the valley.
Hey.
He actually orchestrated this.
Otherwise, we wouldn't even grow. Otherwise, we wouldn't even be exactly the jewel, the gold
Mamela,
that
Mamela.
He wants to...
Remember Jacob when he was betrayed by his brothers?
Yeah.
And he was thrown into the pit.
Yeah.
And he was sold into slavery. Who had orchestrated that?
Jesus himself. God himself did it.
Some of us were actually sent to our abusive husband to actually moor us.
How can we even forget Job? That he even boasts around the devil and he says, have you seen? Have you seen my servant?
Count it all joy, you know? Count it all joy, because in your weakness, you will see my strength. In your weakness, you will see my restoration. In your weakness, in the valley, you will see that I'm with you. You know, I like the songwriter. He says, if I knew back then what you were doing, I wouldn't have been mad at you. Because it was all working out for my good. It was all working out. You had actually planned this. You know, if only I knew back then what I know right now, that it was just a testimony. I had to go and collect testimony of your goodness and come back and tell people that he actually heals. He restores.
Amen.
He turns our mourning
into dancing. Sure, Murut. You have to curb it there, because I think I'm going to dig everything that you have for our 24th. So what do we say to the woman who is coming on the 24th? I always love this part. You need to come prepared. ready to receive, ready for your restoration, ready for God to move. But how do I get to that point where I prepare? Especially after Moruti is talking about the restoration, the healing. Moruti is talking about brokenness, and I'm in that space. But I want and I desire God. I desire this healing. How do I prepare myself for the 24th? So that when the 24th comes, I'm just sailing smooth. I'm just finalizing with Mudimu, wabana raraba stempa, but we have already started. So how do I prepare myself for that?
By prayer and reflections, Bongile. You know, engaging in prayer helps us in the process and to process, help us actually as individuals, as women that are broken, helps us to process our emotions and receive God's comfort. Mm. Think about a woman who is pregnant and is expecting a child. Mm. What do? You always declare that this child is healthy, this child will be a success. So you come anticipating, you come expecting healing from God. You come, you know, in your brokenness, you must know that God walks along you. So, and He is inviting you. He's inviting all of us to bring our pain to Him. So you come in anticipation. Mm. You come in expectation, like a pregnant woman, that I am going to come back with a bouncy, beautiful baby. I'm going into the labor ward, and I know that the greatest counselor and healer will be in the room.
Yeah,
that the doctor will be in that ICU, and the doctor will be in that room to heal me and restore me. You know, when I was preparing for my operation, I had to condition my mind that I'm going to come back healed and restored.
Right.
I'm going to come back renewed and rejuvenated. I'm going to come back rejoicing and feeling better. Though I am still going to encounter pain, I'm going to take 10 tablets, but I know that I will be healed as time goes on. Mm. So come prepared. Come in anticipation. Mm. Come expecting God. Start praying now for your healing. Mm. Start, you know, fasting now for what you anticipate God will do. Start fasting now. You know, start preparing for your healing. You know, when you are pregnant, you start going to shops and starting collecting clothes for when you come back from maternity ward. Where is your bag now? You know, you start even putting the bag and telling the members of the family, if my pain starts now, my labor pain, this is the bag that you must carry. This is the number that you must call.
Yeah,
you start preparing. I care because you're preparing. So start preparing, because you're coming back with a healed and a transformed you. Mm. You're coming back with a healed and transformed you, not anybody else. You, joy in the midst of trials, but coming back, living a purposeful, driven life that is in the hands of the Lord God Almighty, the one who created you whilst you were still in your mother's womb and anointed you and ordained you for His will and purpose.
Sure. Let's carpet it here for today. And I'm praying that when we come back from the women conference, Ma can share with us then how do we keep that healing? How do we keep that restoration?
Amen.
Because so many of us get healed. God ministers in these conferences, seminars, and powerfully like that. And then we go back, you go back to the altar. You're like, Lord, thank you for caring this for me on the 24th. Now I'm ready to take it back with me. And then you go back with it. So how do we then cast our cares upon Him, for He cares for us, and leave it there? Bibi Wynan says, lay them down and leave them there. So how do we do that? So I think when we come back, we can do so. But Amma, I'm going to allow you to just pray for the woman who's listening to us, preparing herself right now, saying, Lord, I need you. Lord, it's time. I've cried. It's enough. Time to wipe my tears and start walking in your joy. Start walking in victory. Start walking in my restoration as well. I need you to just lead us in that prayer that we have in the 2 minutes that we have.
Father, we come before you. We thank you, Father, that Isaiah 61:3 serves as a beautiful reminder of your promises to restore us from our brokenness. And the fact that you offer beauty, joy, and praise as replacement of our ashes, our mournings, our helplessness, our brokenness. We thank you, Father, that in Psalm 147, verse 3, you heal our brokenness, binding our wounds. We cast our burdens unto you, Father, for you give us rest. Thank you, Father, that each and every one of us, my Father, is ready and willing to translate and to transfer and to give you, my Father, burdens, to cast our burdens unto you in response to your beauty, in response to joy and praise. Father, we thank you that this morning we are with us, my Father. I want to encourage everyone to trust in God and in God's ability to bring healing and joy in our lives. I want to also remind you that no matter your past, God can lead you to a future filled with hope and purpose through suffering and surrendering your pain to Him and embracing His love. God can God can restore, and you can experience profound transformation and renewal. We thank you, Father, that you are our healer. We thank you for healing our brokenness. We thank you for restoration. We thank you that we can cast our burdens unto you. We thank you that you can trust in you. We thank you, Father, that even in our valley, we can trust in you, Father, as much as we trust you in our mountains. Thank you, Father, for this gathering where you promise to heal us, my Father. You promise to restore us. We thank you, Father, for calling unto us, my Father, as women together, for you are now willing to restore and heal our brokenness. Thank you, Father, for promising us to bestow a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and the garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair and hopelessness. We give you all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Looking forward to the 24th. Looking forward to the 24th. God is about to do amazing things. He has already started. So it will just be finishing off.
I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the 24th of May. I love you. I'm calling all women. Come. Let us gather together and be in His presence. For He promised a crown of beauty instead of our ashes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Ma, for talking to us. Please have yourself a beautiful one. Until Ribuelwena Chape.
Love you lots. Be blessed. Bye. See you, everyone, on the 24th of May.
Wow. Come to hear the voice of the Lord. That is one of our guest speakers, Pastor Miriam Mashego, for the I Am Her Crowned in Glory Conference, taking place on the 24th of May 2025 at the Glen Venue. So for more information, do send Zandile an email at zandile@radiopulpit, which is one word, .co.za. You can also call our client services at 012-334-1200 to find out more. It only costs 400 rands. We have dynamic speakers for you who will be coming to minister unto you, and they are looking forward to meeting you and I. So don't miss it, my family.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.